But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to go to the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
A moderate earthquake shakes California today and is felt as far north as southern Oregon at about 5 a.m. local time. Reports are it was a 4.4 magnitude, centered 57 miles east of Riverside. No reports of injuries or damage, but it sparked a flurry of social media activity. A bombshell announcement from New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman late yesterday. The Democrat says he's resigning amid accusations of sexual assault from 4 women who made the allegations in a piece in the New Yorker magazine. Co-author of the piece, Jane Meyer, says the 4 say it happened when they were in romantic relationships with him. However,
they say that this was non-consensual and they were subjected to it over and over.
She was speaking on MSNBC. Oil prices falling back from 3.5-year highs as investors await the president's announcement on whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. If he does, it could reimpose sanctions, and Iran's oil production could fall dramatically within a half year. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Thousands of medical workers in the state of California joining a strike today by the University of California's employees, a move that's disrupting thousands of non-critical surgeries and medical appointments across the state. The university workers are striking over a contract that they claim would increase the age of retirement while also upping their health care premiums. The California Nurses Association's participating in a sympathy strike as well. The strikes are expected to continue at least through tomorrow. First Lady Melania Trump outlines her new campaign for the future of America's children. It's called Be Best.
Children can be less prepared to express or manage their emotions and oftentimes turn to forms of destructive or addictive behavior.
The new campaign focusing on social, emotional, and physical health for children. The First Lady saying one of the keys is to teach kids how to behave on social media. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
And in the face of a national opioid abuse epidemic, Walmart is tightening its opioid prescription policy, saying that within the next 60 days, it will start limiting new opioid prescriptions to 7 days and dosages to 50 morphine milligrams equivalents per day, also requiring prescriptions be filled out electronically as another way to prevent fraud. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Opioid addiction is an epidemic in this country, and it can happen to anyone. That's right. Anybody listening right now is at risk for becoming addicted to opioids. And if you want to stay young and you want to stay healthy, you need to stay informed. And that's why we chose to do an entire show dedicated to opioid addiction and how you can protect yourself and protect your family. We've got a very special guest in the studio with us today, Gene Mosley, who shook off the at-risk youth label and became an All-American Collegiate Scholar, two-time college graduate, certified teacher, and certified behavior change specialist, who now speaks to crowds around the country on a number of topics, but also on opioid addiction. And, that, you know, Gene, I got to tell you, the first time I heard you speak, you were talking about this, and I was like, you got to come on the show. I was so excited about your passion for this. And so I really want to get into your story coming up and really dive into that. But I thought before we do that, I want to first for our listeners have the doctors go in and explain what is an opioid, because we all hear it, but maybe if they knew what drugs fell into that class, it would make it easier.
So opioids are a class of drugs that include the illegal drug heroin, as well as prescription pain relievers such as oxycodone, known as OxyContin, hydrocodone, known as Vicodin, codeine, morphine, fentanyl, and others.
Right. There's some natural opiates that occur and found in nature, specifically from poppy plants, and that's the where morphine and others are derived from. And other natural opiates such as morphine, codeine, thebaine, did I say that right? And opium. So we've all heard about the opium wars of the 1700s.
Well, let me tell you what's been going on since the 1700s. Just even between 1999 and the year 2016, I don't think they have the latest statistics out, but there was a quadruple in the addictions and deaths, quadruple in deaths from opioids. And in 2016, the CDC actually reported 42,000 people died. You know, I think that's one of the things that's made you so successful, Gene, is you go into these schools and you go to these different places and you talk about this because somebody knows somebody who's affected.
Exactly. And a lot of people think that it can't not affect them. Right. Like when I was in a high school and I spoke and it was a bunch of kids, you know, a lot of these kids were in the suburbs and the kids thought that the prescription medications were not dangerous because they was prescribed.
It was grandma's. It was in the bathroom.
And they find them, they get them from their parents and they go out and they sell them or they take them themselves because they want to be a part of something. They want to feel like they're cool. But what's happening is a lot of these kids are dying or getting overdosed or put themselves in a situation where they can't function in school. And a prime example was, I think his name is Eric Bolins for Fox News. His son was 19 years old, and he wound up taking a Xanax, which was laced with fentanyl, and that caused him to have cardiac arrest and die. So we want to make sure that we get the information out there so these kids are aware so somebody else do not have to go through a tragic event of losing their child to opioid.
Okay, you know, this is really crazy, but I heard about this. I wonder if you guys have. There's this new thing that goes on, and it starts in, like, junior high. They gather all the drugs they can get from the house, and they pour them in, like, a big bowl, and the goal is take a handful and just pick whatever. Everybody grabs a handful, and they swallow them.
Yeah. And they think that it's something funny. And I'll give you a prime example. I was with some sixth graders not too long ago. You know, I went substitute out of the school, and the teacher didn't leave a lesson plan. So I was like, hey, I'm going to just tell stories and ask the kids what they know about drugs.
Yeah.
So 78 sixth graders I ask them, how many of y'all have ever drank alcohol? 52 of the 78 already drank alcohol.
What?
And those same 52 knew what an opioid was. They say a hydrocodone. They call them the white hydrocodones and the pink hydrocodones. So I ask them, how do you know about this? They learn from high schoolers. Where the high schoolers get them from? They get them from their parents' cabinets.
Wow.
So this is affecting everybody. Everybody's kid can be affected by this. But the most alarming thing is these kids know such at a young age what an opioid is, and they're already engaging in alcohol.
I don't know if you've read this or if any of you have read this, but this is a really interesting statistic. 80% of heroin users in the United States, they went out and they interviewed them, and 80% of them started with prescription pain medication. It was like a gateway drug.
Yes, because we know also that heroin is also created from morphine.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are addicted to any type of opioid and it's not giving the benefits they used to, they want to go to another drug.
Right. And they want to step it up, right?
Exactly. And you see this a lot in colleges now. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of college students, they taking morphine or they getting a fentanyl. And then when they can't get that, they go to heroin, which is not as strong, but it leads to overdoses a lot more quicker.
It's really amazing to me. And I just got to ask you guys, the doctors here, do you think that people are becoming more aware? I mean, your older patients, or do they just still not even think about it and they still want the same prescriptions?
Well, I have two groups of patients that have been on opioids for a long, long time. Or they come to me and they've been on it a long, long time. They all have legitimate reasons for pain. And some of them are very eager to wean off and get onto something else, not an opioid. And then there's a group that you can't get through to them. They say, well, if I don't take it, I'll be in pain. And you explain, well, actually, these studies show you can be on a non-narcotic and be controlled, but it's a gradual process, and they don't have an open mind. They just want what
addicted.
They want. They're addicted. They're heavily addicted.
But they don't believe they're addicted, right?
Some of them know they're addicted.
One lady recently, talking to her about options to get enough, she goes, oh, every time I stop it, I get the sweats and bowel habits. I was like, that's withdrawal.
Yeah.
She goes, no, that's my pain.
No,
I was like, you're substituting. That is not pain. That's withdrawal. That's because you're not getting your fix.
The other reason, other thing I can't get through to patients is the rebound reaction. I said that sometimes when you get off the painkiller, you have pain, but it's a rebound like on a trampoline, and the pain is even worse than you would have had you never taken anything at all. And I can't seem to get that concept through whatsoever.
I always think back to when you had your Achilles tendon, and they were going to give you pain meds, and you said, no, I'll just take Advil. I mean, you had a major surgery, 4 Advil every 4 hours. I don't know how you didn't get a stomach ulcer. But you just said, not for me. No,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, they wanted to put me in a morphine drip, and I said, no, I'll just go home and take Advil.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you why. Because, you know, he knows the data that shows that the analgesic effect of taking nonsteroidals like that is as good as the opiates.
Yeah. Without the funny head.
No, right. And the odds of having a GI bleed, like you referenced, are actually very low short term, the majority of those. It could happen, but I mean, yeah, it's a lot safer to risk that GI upset than it is to do the opiates.
Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're just shocked that it made the news. This is interesting. Researchers at the Gladstone Institute in San Francisco, California, may have found a cure to Alzheimer's disease. Did you guys read this? It just came out recently.
I did, but I forgot what it said.
Yeah, you can. That's no good. You can find the full story published in the journal Nature Medicine. So the faulty APOE. 4 gene seems to be the genetic variation most harmful to the brain when it comes to Alzheimer's. And researchers found that applying the APOE4 structure corrector, which did you know these things exist? They actually go in and they fix the gene. They were actually able to reverse the signs and symptoms of APOE4 related Alzheimer's disease. Now, what's interesting about this study, and I don't want to get into all of the details, but they did find that the being able to do this worked in humans, but it didn't work in mice. And a lot of times we're doing mice studies, right? And we're trying to come up with these cures. But what they found was it didn't work the same way in mice. But when, say, apply it to humans, it did. So I'm excited to see where this one goes. I think this is going to be exciting. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to Gene Mosley. He's going to take you through what you need to know to protect yourself and your family from opioids. And We're going to be back in just a second and go over that. And also, one last thing we're going to talk about, not just in kids, but in adults, what you need to do and what you need to do with those pain medications you maybe have layered around. People think you need to flush them. Maybe not so much.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And is covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, today's show is all about opioid addiction and how you can protect yourself. And coming up, we're going to be talking with Gene Mosley, an expert on opioid addiction and behavior change.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, this Immortal Minute, in keeping with the discussion on opioids, there's some data that I pulled out. It's actually rather kind of old, about 20 years or so. And it was showing that there's age-related changes in opioid receptors in lab animals. In this case, they were using guinea pigs, that as patients or as these guinea pigs would age, the number of receptors would decrease by fairly large varying amounts, 16 to 42%, depending on the area of the brain they were looking at. And the point being is that as those receptors decrease, the effects that the opioids are going to have on an older population are going to be much more pronounced than they would be on a younger population. So if you're aging, as we all are, not only should we want to avoid opioids in general, but you probably don't need as big a doses as what maybe some younger persons have to control your discomfort.
That's really fascinating. And, you know, man, we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we talk about adults. But I want to get to Gene Mosley. He's here in the studio with us. And he's just done an amazing job talking to crowds of all sizes across the country about opioid addiction, among other things. But today, that's what we're going to focus on. And I'm just curious, Gene, what have you found in your experience of why people become addicted?
Well, what I've learned that is that we talked about the opioid receptors for people that may not know. That's the protein in the body that helps to slow down the pain in the body. Mm-hmm. Now, when a person takes an opioid, it also increases the dopamine levels. That's the feel good.
Yeah. You know, so they get a high from it.
Yeah, you get a high from it. And I've learned that a lot of these individuals, especially young people, they love that feeling of feeling high, feeling great. And that is what gets their attention. Now, before this opioid pill thing started, when all this really originally came out was back in the day in the 90s when it was called purple syrup, which was actually codeine that you created with Sprite. You put NyQuil in it or any other codeine you could, as well as Jolly Ranchers. And that also helped to create that dopamine, that high feeling. And so now today, the teenagers, they are actually taking opioids to get that feeling. And that's what gets them addicted. Because as we all know, when you take an opioid, when you first start out at the tolerance level, your body adapts to that.
Yep.
In order for you to get that high feeling, that good feeling that, oh, I'm just loving life right now, you have to take more and more. And what's happened is that is what's causing these young individuals to get addicted, as well as adults, because they want that feeling of being high.
Yeah, but it's bad. They think it's good, right? But it's just leading you down the wrong road really fast.
Yeah, and it's leading you down the road to overdose,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a lot of them don't realize is that when you take these opioids, you can have respiratory depression. That's when you can just stop breathing,
yep.
you know, which is normally
That's how most of them just die, right?
Yes, die. And Prince, you know, it don't matter what age you are, what shape you're in.
How much money you got? How much money you don't have?
Millions. Mm-hmm. And Prince, they just found out that he had a lot of fentanyl in his blood when he died.
Wow.
He was on the elevator by himself. So most likely what happened is he stopped breathing.
Nobody went right to
cardiac arrest and he died.
Yep. That was it. I think that's why this, you know, when kids, especially teenagers, they go in these parties and then they see somebody's getting sick, they wait. They're like, we're going to get in trouble. I don't want to tell anybody. And then they die. Well, now you're in a lot of trouble. You know,
yes.
I mean, the man, if we could just stop getting this into the hands of the kids. So in your experience, I mean, I know you talked about them getting, you know, getting them from mom and dad or getting them from different places or they can buy them. How much do these kids pay for this stuff?
You know, I was talking to a guy yesterday, actually. He spent $10 a pill. But I've also talked to individuals, they spent $100 a pill.
Wow.
And that's amazing
expensive.
To me. That is very expensive. $100 for one hydrocodone is crazy. But when I was in the wellness industry and I had to coach people all over the country that was adults, a lot of them would have a lot of opioids. They would have hydrocodone, Oxycontin, and they will sell them on the streets, you know, sell them to teenagers, sell them to
college
students.
Because they can make money, right?
Make a lot of money. And that's how they supplement their income.
So this is how I'm going to just throw this out there. My guess is you guys see a lot of patients that'll come in, and then now you drug test a lot of them before you'll give them a prescription. But they might test negative, and they say, "Oh, I'm not abusing them." But you give them a prescription, they might go sell it.
True. I mean, the quandary is, we tell them that if we drug test them, it better show up in your urine, right? But they're all pretty smart about it. They know if they just take it for a day beforehand, it'll show up in their urine. So, you give them a prescription for, say, 60. They go sell 58 of them and keep two of them to take before they come in and get the next refill.
I think that, I don't know, do any of us know what's the punishment for somebody getting caught selling opioids? It should be really high.
Oh, it's a felony for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But it should be like,
I think it's a Class B federal felony to begin with as the first charge, and then it goes from there. Gene, how do you recommend preventing youth from getting opioids?
Well, it all starts first with awareness. Mm-hmm. I went and spoke to a high school not too long ago, and before then, I talked to a lot of students and asked them, what do you think about oxycodone, hydrocodone? Do you know about them? They all knew about them. And it was like, oh, it's just prescription medication. It's safe. It starts with awareness. You want them to know how dangerous they are. After I spoke to the youth, one young man did come up to me and say, hey, I was actually going to take some hydrocodone with some of my teammates this afternoon, but now I realize how dangerous they are. I don't want to touch them.
That's now, true. You could have saved a life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the thing is, to keep it from getting to them, first of all, it has to start with the parents, because I was reading that it's the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. 67% of these students get it from home.
Yep.
It could be the parents, the grandparents. First of all, if you have medications you're not using that expired, you need to get them out the home. Now, there's different things you could do. You could take them to the fire station. You could take them to the police station. They call these, I forgot what they call them, station-free zones or something like that. You could turn them in to them, but you want to get them out the house. Now, if you have them in the house, you want to lock them up in a very safe place. That's away from your kids, because if that kid find those medications, those hydrocodones, or if their friends come over and find them in your medicine cabinet, Now they have medicine they can go out and sell, they can take, and it can lead to some other kid losing his or her life.
What do you say to the parent that says, not my kid?
Well, it's like this. I always tell parents this, and I tell communities that if we had aliens that was to approach America, right? Mm-hmm. We had aliens, they came out of nowhere. Everybody in this country will fight for each other because we'll see each other as the human race. That alien is an opioid. That opioid does not discriminate. It will kill a kid in a suburb. It'll kill a kid in a hood. It does not matter. So the parent that think that it won't happen to my kid, well, why don't you ask your kids about any medications that are in your neighborhood? I bet you find there's some hydrocodone, some oxycontins. And
they know where they're at.
Exactly. Know where they're at. And out of that, you don't want to wait till it's your kid that overdosed or somebody else's kid. But this is affecting every community in this country. It doesn't matter where you are. And in order for us to stop this, we have to face the fact that these opioids are not discriminating and they will kill anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I got to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. Thanks for listening to the show. We can tell that you download the podcast version, Staying Young Show 2.0, because we have those downloads, 2.5 million downloads to be exact, all across the country. When we come back, we're going to talk about what risk you're at if you've had a recent surgery, because we don't want you to get addicted.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Everyone knows that it's not over.
That's Hawaii's governor speaking as officials on the Big Island say they're preparing to evacuate more people as the Kilauea volcano continues to erupt and fissures continue to spread, sending toxic fumes through residential areas. About 1,700 people have already left their homes. One man who lives just yards from the flowing lava says he's not going anywhere.
I'll stay here until I can't stay anymore.
That is heard on CBS News. President Trump's to announce at 2 o'clock Eastern whether he's withdrawing the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, an agreement that he's called insane and ridiculous ever since he was running for the White House. He says it doesn't fully curb Iran's ability to enrich uranium and says many of its nuclear prohibitions expire after 15 years. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
This whole hour we've been talking with Gene Mosley. He's a behavioral change specialist, and a national speaker. And he's in the studio with us today, and we're focusing on opioid addiction because this is a major crisis in our country. You know, back in the 90s, they actually started saying that pain, they came out to the doctor, said pain should be the fifth vital sign. You should be asking about pain. Well, all this kind of came out because the pharmaceutical companies were pushing new drugs, right? So it's just this vicious cycle. Oh, you have pain?
And to be clear, they still are. So they run ads today, and I'll mention the name of the drug, Lyrica, which has opiate-like effects.
Oh, my gosh.
Every night on television saying, you know, if you have neuropathy and they make, you know, average Joe, ask your doctor about Lyrica.
Let me tell you about my Lyrica experience. I had Lyme disease. Gene, you probably don't know this. And when I had it, I got very, very sick. I had neuro, and I had major neuropathy. I had pain in my legs and pain in my back that was unbearable. And I went on Lyrica. Well, then I was like, I got to get off this stuff because it doped me up, right? I went off of it cold, not realizing you shouldn't do that. I called Walter at work one day and I said, I think I'm going to commit suicide. And he said, what? Do I need to come home? I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do it, but I've never in my life felt like I wanted to commit suicide. And I just have this feeling, and it was the most terrifying thing in my life. And then he called me back and he said, it's the Lyrica. You're going to have to wean off it. So I had to take a half and wean off it. But that was, in that moment, I thought, this is being prescribed way too often.
Well, to be fair, Lyrica does help neuropathy.
And people have unbearable
pain, and Lyrica is a lifesaver. It's just a matter of being aware of it.
I don't think they tell you, though,
yeah,
what the side effects could be. I'll never touch it again.
I tell them if they start on it, they will become addicted to it.
I mean,
it is addictive. So, you know, it may not have all the complications that pure on opiates have, but they get addicted to it.
It's bad stuff,
period,
man, in my opinion, with my experience. You had a bad experience. Tell me
about
yours.
Yeah, and I had a knee surgery back in 2007.
Oh, that's where all these opioid addictions start, knee surgery.
I had never taken any opioids before, but I had some hydrocodone, and I took one. And let me tell you, that feeling of euphoria, I had that. The pain was gone, but I slept for about 12 hours straight. The next day when I woke up, I was like, what world am I in? And I couldn't figure out why I was feeling that way. But then I realized it was the medication. And I say, you know, there's no way I'm taking this again because I can't think, I can't focus. But then I did have this feeling of, I want that feeling again.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized at that moment I had to get away from the medication. I had to get rid of it because if I didn't, I would get addicted to it. And that feeling of euphoria you get from an opioid, I can see how it grasps people.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a friend now, and I just found out he was taking 3 hydrocodones a day. And the only reason I caught on to it is because when I was asking him about computer stuff that he would know, he was not able to recall fast. He was in a very sedative state. And I say, oh, you on something? He's like, no, man, I'm fine. I'm fine. But then a week later, he revealed to me he was taking 3 hydrocodones a day because he want
imagine
to
how
the pain.
The tolerance he must have. You took one, you slept for 12 hours. This guy's taking 3 of them a day.
3.
And walking around.
That's because his body had adapted to it. And he was honest. He said, I like the numbness and I like it brings me up when I'm down.
Mm.
And he was addicted. But the withdrawal stage for him was a nightmare. He was irritable. He was screaming at everybody, wanting to fight, crying all the time. This is a guy I've never seen vulnerable. But that just shows the power of opioid, especially when they want to withdraw off the medication itself.
Yeah. Now, you had, Dr. Gammon, you told a story before about going to the dentist and what happened with you. I mean, how easy it is to get these medications.
And to be fair, I think over the last year or two, healthcare providers are easing up on how many opioids they are prescribing or even prescribing them at all. But I had a root canal and by an endodontist. And, you know, in a root canal, they kill the nerve. So you have much less pain because the nerve is dead. Yet, when I was checking out, there was routinely a prescription for hydrocodone for me. And it was like 30. And, you know, I refused to take it. I said, I'll just take Advil. And as it turned out, I took nothing. I had no pain whatsoever. So I think that, this routine prescription needs to go down. I know in the medical profession, we're very, very aware of it. I don't prescribe any new hydrocodone at all. But unfortunately, there's some people who have been on it for 20, 30 years, and it's very difficult to get them off. I try to get them on the lowest dose possible, and it's a fight all day long with the patients.
Well, and I'll bring it up. In the states where they've legalized marijuana, there's been a 20% reduction in opioid-related deaths and utilization. Every state varies 1 or 2 percentage points. So, you know, it's one of those, if you said we want to do something right away that would lower the opiate issue, legalize marijuana.
Yeah, but they have other problems
no,
in
they
some
don't.
Of those states. Yes, they do.
They have to do is figure out how to tax it so the government gets
no,
its cut.
No, the DUIs in Colorado and deaths, you can look it up.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
You can look it up. There are no okay. DUIs because of marijuana.
Okay, you guys. Yeah. You can fight this out later on.
And I think that the awareness is what, you know, caused a lot of healthcare providers to cut back on opioids. Because I was discussing in a town in West Virginia, I think it's Wilmerson,
mm-hmm.
in the last 10 years, a town of 3,200 people, they had 21 million opioids in that town. Now, that's enough for everybody to have 6,500 pills apiece. Now, can you imagine how many opioids got to teenagers, how many opioids, you know, was in the schools? I mean, there are pills everywhere. But because we have this type of awareness, people can see this is now causing people to take this opioid situation very seriously.
Well, I hope they take it seriously. Well, let me tell you, and I know I've told this on the show before, but I still cannot get over when I was out in Utah and our daughter was pregnant and I was passing sign after sign. They have all these billboards, right, about opioids. And what's that prescription they got to give somebody? I mean, there's a shot you got to give them.
Naloxone, Narcan.
Yeah. So, you know, there's all about, you know, awareness. And Jean, my daughter was 8 months pregnant and I went to the doctor with her and that doctor said, are you having trouble sleeping? She goes, oh, you know, yeah. She goes, well, I can give you morphine. She was pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah. And she wanted to give her morphine. And then they wanted to give her morphine when she was in the hospital over and over. It was like they weren't even – she wasn't requesting it. They were asking it. And I was so glad I was there. I was livid. But they wonder why they have an addiction problem. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Get the practitioners to stop prescribing it.
Exactly. And I was in Starbucks yesterday, and I asked a random guy, you know, before, I knew I was coming in today. I was like, hey, what do you know about opioids? And this is
what he
looked
at you like, why are you asking?
Oh, he looked at me and he said, hey, actually, I was addicted to them. I went to the doctor and they prescribed them to me. And I was taking them and I couldn't stop taking them. And he said, you know, another thing is over the last 3 years, I've lost 5 friends from overdoses from opioids, which shocked me. But it lets you
just
know.
Just a random guy in
Random
Starbucks.
Person. You know, wow. It just lets you know now that this is affecting people that you wouldn't even suspect. I wouldn't have thought that a guy in Starbucks was addicted to them and he also lost friends. But this just shows how this issue is affecting all parts of society. It don't care about socioeconomic background, what your job is, or any of that. It can affect so many of us in different occupations.
You know, it makes me think, and I've thought this before, maybe they should just ban opioids.
Yes,
they still
they
have
should.
Opioids.
Yeah.
You know, there's still pain, effective pain medicine out there, you know, lower than number that are available. What do you think, Mark?
You know, even though it might be an inconvenience, they'd have to do something ahead of the time to make sure that those patients that you referenced that have been on them 20, 30 years, that I mean, there's some you just know you're not going to get off of them. You're going to have something in place, because if all of a sudden those patients can't get access to them, you're going to create problems too.
You know, yeah.
They're going to seek out other things.
Well, we got to do something.
It could be worse for them, heroin.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I remember when I was a health coach when I was in the wellness industry, I had a guy in Boston. And this is when I realized how addictive these meds were. He cursed me out because he was expecting me to wait to come back. Or
yeah, finish that thought.
Okay,
when we
he
come
was
back.
He cursed me out because he thought I was a doctor and I can actually write meds for him, but I couldn't. But he was so addicted that he threatened to kill himself because he wanted more opioids.
All right. Oh, on that note, we'll be back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, No estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, if you're just tuning in, the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up at the end of this and every single show that we do. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write this number down, 844-WELL-100. It's toll free.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Oh, I love this guy. We've got a guy named Bill, and Bill's actually a member of the U.S. Track and Field. Hey, Bill, how old are you?
Right now, I'm 81, but next Wednesday I'll be 82.
82.
See, he answered the question about when are men happy to claim their age. They're actually bragging about
bragging.
The fact that we turn older.
Now, you got 3 gold medals, right?
Last year, yes.
Last year. So when you were 81, you got them, right? Because when you run this year, you'll be 82?
Interesting. A week from today.
Oh, man, that's nice. Are you going to get another gold medal?
I'm going to try for more than that.
Oh, all right. Like a competitive guy, you're going to have fun with this. Okay, they're going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you some trivia questions. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have fun with them.
All right, Bill.
All right.
You'll know this one because you're the athlete. Do muscles work alone or in pairs? Muscles work alone or in pairs?
I would say that it's more than in pairs. They have to be together.
That would be correct. So usually we have oppositional muscle groups. So, for example, if you have a biceps, it's working in opposition to your triceps. One's contracting, one extends.
Okay, Bill, here's your second question. 1/4 of all your bones can be found where in your body?
In your feet.
You are correct.
What's up with this guy? What? This is awesome. You know, well, I got to tell you something, Bill. We get people on here and they don't get one of these things right. And you are just already 2 for 2. Okay.
All right, Bill, I have a great question for you. True or false? Pound for pound, a baby is stronger than an ox.
I hate to have you repeat that, but I didn't quite understand.
Okay, let me say it again. True or false? Pound for pound, a baby is stronger than an ox.
Probably so, pound for pound.
Look at that.
You're true. You got that right.
Oh, my
good job
gosh.
On that one.
Think about how tight they grip your finger.
All right, you already have some age support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. For our listeners, you can get that at stayyoungamerica.com. If you keep going and you keep this record up, we're going to send you some Lifeline stem cell cream.
All right. Question 4, a million blank, and we'll fill in the blank, filter out liquids and waste in the kidneys. Is it a million nephrons, a million neurons, or a million axons? Nephrons, neurons, or axons?
I believe it was the first one.
Nephrons, that's correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Does somebody send you this, or are you just really this smart?
I think he's Googling.
It's all that running. I'm telling you, it makes your brain think. I'm telling you, he's good at this.
I'm trying to get another gold medal.
I know. You're going to win the, Stay Young Trivia gold medal.
Okay, here's your last question, Bill. What body shape is most associated with diabetes? What body shape is most associated with diabetes?
Overweight. fat.
Well,
oh, hold on. Okay, body shapes are named after different fruits. So do you know those?
Pear?
So it could be a pear or an apple. Which one do you think it is?
Well, I've known people that will vote, but probably the apple is most prominent.
You are correct. The apple
Look
shape where the obesity is more central in the belly and
Look
around the waist. That is correct, Bill. Great job.
We're going to send you out both, Bill. We're going to send you out some Age Support Multivitamin out of the Stay Young Vitamin line, and we're going to send you out some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. And, you know, we want to hear back from you. We want to know if you get those gold medals. We think you will. Now, you're going to go and try again, so we want to know if you make it, okay?
Yes, ma'am, on the 5th of May.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Well, you keep us posted. Keep listening. Take care.
And thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Oh, man. Wasn't he a hoot?
He was.
Pretty good.
I think everybody needs to be that good at 81. Okay, let's close up our discussion. There was something one of you mentioned. I said, oh, let's make sure we talk about that. That was so good. It was during the break.
About the political involvement in opiates?
No, not that. No. That's off limits. Gene, what do you want to leave us with?
Well, one thing I want to say is that, you know, I partner with an organization called Drug Prevention Resources. And what we focus on is really bringing awareness to youth, you know, at school assemblies, and because that's really huge. And one thing that I've been doing is I created a program called Become a Valuable Success Story program. And what it's designed—
Like your T-shirt, Become a Valuable Success Story.
Exactly. And what a valuable success story is when somebody's successful, maybe overcome addiction or getting out the hood, whatever it is, they use their life lessons to teach others the steps they took to become successful. And that's what I like to focus on, because that helps to build not only an individual's confidence, but their self-worth. And I feel that if an individual or a teenager's self-worth is built up, then that person doesn't feel like they have to do drugs to fit in, mm-hmm. or to go out and try to be cool. And so that's the things we're focusing on, because as we know, the prefrontal cortex of all of us is not developed to the age of 25.
Yep.
You know, if you're a teenager and you're taking drugs, especially opioids, that damages that area of the brain. And that can cause short-term memory. That can cause other issues in the long term.
Bad decisions, one
exactly.
after another.
Exactly.
You're already going to make them, right, in your 20s. You're already going to make bad decisions. So this just makes those bad ones worse.
Exactly. And, you know, we want to bring that awareness to them. And that's one thing that we're focusing on, because if we can help today's youth not to get involved with drugs, to focus more on their education, help to build their self-worth, I feel that not only would it help to slow down the opioid crisis, but it also create more leaders in the community that can reach other students that may be involved with drug usage, because the most powerful people in a community are their peers.
Yep.
Because it's their peers that encourage them to get involved with drugs, and it's their peers that can help them stop doing drugs. So that's what we're focused on now, myself and Drug Prevention Resources.
All right.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333 or go to smartnewyou.com. Last week's riddle was about three exits. One led to an inferno, another to an assassin, and another to a lion that hasn't eaten in 3 months. And you were to escape, which exit would you pick? Of course, it would be the lion, because if he hasn't eaten in 3 months, he's dead. Here's this week's riddle. Two scientists walk into a bar. One asks the bartender for H2O. The second one asks for H2O2. Which scientist dies? Send in your answer.
Okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to call us at 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go on stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the Contact Us form. There's actually a Dementia Defender drop-down for that. And if you get it right, it means you leave us the correct answer. You leave us your name and your address and your phone number in case we can't understand your address. Some people rattle them off too fast. Then you'll get a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100 Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you get them wrong, you're going to get a postcard from me saying, thanks for playing and try again. And I love that we have all these people coming back and playing each and every week. You have a website you want to give out real quick?
Yes, my website is gmosley.com. You can reach me if you have any school events. I would love to come out and speak. And also, if you would like to reach out to drugfreegeneration.org, that is Drug Prevention Resources. We can help you with a lot of resources to educate the youth about opioids and other drugs as well.
Thanks for coming on, Gene.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And is covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Estás en sintonía con Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. Lauren Feliciano con el pronóstico del tiempo. Hoy martes, en el área de Flemington, New Jersey, parcialmente soleado y agradable, con temperaturas máximas de 73 grados y mínimas alrededor de 47 grados. Mañana miércoles, soleado, la mayor parte del tiempo y agradable. con temperaturas máximas alrededor de 77 grados y mínimas alrededor de 49 grados. Jueves, algo de sol. Se tornará nublado y agradable, con temperaturas máximas alrededor de 77 grados nuevamente y mínimas alrededor de 45 grados. Viernes, algunas nubes. Luego, soleado y agradable, con temperaturas máximas alrededor de 73 grados y mínimas alrededor de 53 grados. Sábado, parcialmente soleado y agradable, con temperaturas máximas alrededor de 77 grados y mínimas de 61 grados. Domingo, parcialmente soleado y muy cálido, con temperaturas máximas alrededor de 86 grados y mínimas alrededor de 61 grados. Vamos a algunos comerciales y regresamos con ustedes. Manténganse en